Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
GarageBand, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our Hyundai Spring Cleaning Sales event, where you can get incredible savings on every new Hyundai. Get great deals on all, from the sporty Elantra to the 3-row, 7-passenger Santa Fe. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Lender.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency period began officially an hour ago, and a lot has happened today. I'll try to keep you up to date on most everything I can throughout the updates, but for all the up-to-date information in the NFL, go to 670thescore.com and follow our NFL tracker there. The Bears, they released Jay Cutler earlier today. He wanted his release. They granted that to him. Many reports already had the Jets in contact with Jay Cutler about joining the New York squad. The Bears have also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a 3-year, $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport reporting a 3-year deal for Mike Glennon with the Bears at $14.5 million per, with $19 million guaranteed. Alshon Jeffrey signing a 1-year deal at $14 million with the Eagles. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network says the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims. Big trade happened between the Texans and Browns. The Texans are sending Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston also gets a fourth-round pick this year and will save $16 million. Reports have the Browns possibly just releasing Osweiler. Several teams that are reporting have already contacted the Browns about Osweiler. I don't believe that. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo instead of releasing the veteran QB. He apparently has released a video telling Cowboys fans goodbye everywhere. Don't know how it's going to how he's going to leave the organization, though. Stephon Gilmore has a deal in place with the Patriots. Nick Perry and the Packers will stay together on a five-year, $60 million deal. Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil is leaving, signing with Carolina, 5 years, $55.5 million. Green Bay loses Micah Hyde. He's signing with Buffalo at 5 years, $30 million. The Lions picking up some defensive tackles. They get Akeem Spence from Tampa at 3 years, $10.5 million. And they're also going to sign former Bear Cornelius Washington at 2 years and $6 million. Spring training, the Cubs, they trail Seattle 4-3 in the seventh. Anthony Rizzo, a solo homer in that one. Cubs have reached agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, including Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks, and Kyle Schwarber. The White Sox lead Arizona 4-1 in the seventh. Matt Davidson 3-for-3 with three RBIs in that game. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Anaheim tonight. Crawford starts a net. Darmelson and Oduya will play. They're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Houston in town tomorrow. Fred Hoiberg said today that Joffrey Laverne will remain in the rotation for now. Elsewhere this evening in the NBA, Cleveland plays in Detroit. The Clippers visit Memphis and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops, Illinois lost to Michigan 75-55. And PGA play, the Valspar Championship. Jim Herman leads at 9-under. He shot a 62 today. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are 2 off the lead at 7-under. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. Taco Bell's beefy, cheesy, crispy crunch wrap is an icon. But with an extra layer of everything you love, the triple double crunch wrap is in a league of its own. The bigger, beefier triple double crunch wrap is back only at Taco Bell. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Windy City Bulls. Get tickets at windycitybulls.com.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
We got to call this like it is. It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's not a winning quarterback right now.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Well, deep breath, Hub. We've got a lot to get to. We have the end of the Cutler era. We have the imminent acquisition of Mike Glennon. We have Quinton Demps joining the team as a safety and the departure of Alshon Jeffrey. Ready, go.
Well, okay. To be honest with you, the one that intrigues me the most is what's going on.
Oh, we have not had the best luck with phones.
Unbelievable.
The last couple of days.
This is
it's you.
One more round, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
It's you know? It's you. It's the ghost of Chuck Wasserstrom, just haunting every single interview.
Ruined the rattling chains like the ghost of Marley.
I can't. Long question.
All right, let's try it again. All right, Hub, what you find most interesting is what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I heard you guys. I heard me. I guess that's I can always hear me, I suppose.
It's Dan's fault. Know, don't worry.
I'm really puzzled by Alshon Jeffrey going to Philadelphia on a one-year, $14 million deal. It makes no sense to me. I have kind of wondered about his representation over the last couple of years. This has all gone on. If he's really getting the best advice. You know, the Bears claimed that they were making a serious effort to retain him. I can't believe they didn't offer him $14 million. So either this tells us that he was desperate to get out of Chicago at any cost, and even if he was, it's stunning to me that there wasn't a better offer out there than that. You know, now some people are complimenting for gambling on himself, but this is a guy who is known for missing 4 or 5 games a year with soft tissue injuries. You know, and we know how easily you can break a bone or tear a knee. This was his shot. This is what he waited for, this big crack at free agency. So I don't understand that deal at all. That one's a real puzzle to me.
Mike Glennon.
I'm ambivalent, Jason. I just, to me, it's change for change's sake. There's really nothing on tape. There's nothing to suggest that he's going to be a better bridge than Jay Cutler. There's nothing to suggest that he's the guy of the future. I talked to a lot of people around the league, about him specifically once we began to realize it was probably going to happen. And the reaction that I'm getting is running about 40-60. Now, what's interesting about that is the 40% is positive, but I'm talking about really smart football people who I like a lot, who acknowledge that you don't have anything to base it on other than his size and his arm strength, but they like him. They think he can be the future, not just the bridge. The problem is the other 60% are saying that they don't understand what the Bears see to suggest to them that they've upgraded themselves there. And I know that a lot of people believe Cutler just had to go, but now you got this kid, Glennon, is going to make a little bit more money. They just guaranteed another $19 million on a guy you're not sure about. So, it depends on who they draft. They're clearly going to draft a quarterback. I still refuse to believe they're going to do it at number three. But when we see who they draft and how you feel about him, then you decide about the position. As far as this move, we'll see. I'm anxious to see him in camp and see what he actually looks like. The comp, interestingly enough, guys, people are wondering, what do you really got here? From the people who like him, the comp I'm hearing is Eli Manning. He's got good stature in the pocket. He's got a great arm. He throws the ball well. I think some of the concerns are he's never completed 60% of his passes. His touchdown interception ratio is not all that impressive. I can't worry about the one loss record because it was in Tampa. But the negative part of that comp is that he just is not an athlete, and he's not going to move in the pocket, and you better protect him. And it's not just about from guard to guard. It's five guys across. You got to protect this guy. We'll see what happens. He does have a big, strong arm. You're going to like seeing him unleash that arm, and he's got a pretty good delivery, too.
It's also the issue of the overall plan of how, like you say, if you're convinced they're also going to draft somebody, how do you make it work with John Fox being in the position he's in and how that squares with what Ryan Pace may want to do, looking at perhaps something over a little longer term?
Well, Dan, here's what's intriguing to me about what's happened over the last couple of weeks. And this is strictly me putting two and two together and trying to get four. I'm not basing this piece of it on sources, but all you got to do is spend 10 minutes with John Fox. And it was obvious that he had this bromance with Brian Hoyer that just wouldn't stop. He loved the guy. Last week at the combine, ask him to say something nice about Cutler. He really struggled, couldn't. Ask him to say something nice about Hoyer. He gushed. And then when asked about what he looked for in a quarterback, he went right back to Hoyer. He said, I want a guy like Brian Hoyer who raises all boats around him. He loved Brian Hoyer. Well, that didn't stop Ryan Pace from letting him get away to San Francisco for 2 years in backup money. And so what this tells me is that this is clearly Ryan Pace's show now. I haven't been so sure for the first couple of years, but this is, Ryan Pace making the roster decisions that he needs to make. He was fine with saying, let's get rid of Cutler regardless, but letting Hoyer get away too to spend a lot more on Glennon. This is a Ryan Pace move.
And are you pleased with that, though? Is that a good thing in your world?
No, that is a good thing, okay. Yes. The fact that he's making these decisions, and I feel good about having that solidified. It just feels to me like they're telling us, get ready for another rebuilding year. Don't expect that much more, because that leads me to the other signing. I don't get the Quentin Demps thing. I mean, he's a good football player, mm-hmm. and they loved him in Houston, but he's 32 years old. He does struggle to stay in shape occasionally. He missed three games with injury this past year. It feels like the Antrell Roll signing, except that he's never been quite the player that Roll was. He probably is going to be a little healthier coming in here at 32 than Roll was, but there were some better young safeties out there. There was DJ Swearinger. There was bring back Tony Jefferson. There were some guys that have been productive whose best football is in front of them, and Demps is clearly a placeholder for another year or two while you rebuild. So that one's a little puzzling to me.
I know the free agency period isn't over yet, but how do you think from what we've seen so far the draft will be affected by some of these moves?
That's a great question, Jason. You got to kind of digest it all. I don't know that it's really been affected yet.
Do they draft a quarterback high knowing that Mike Glennon is the guy for at least 1 year, 2 years?
I think when you say high, I mean, to me, second, third round is still fairly high. Day two pick, I think they do it on day two. I can't see them
you know, based on the talent out there, using that third overall pick, that which really has little to do with Glennon, because there was going to be a veteran bridge there regardless. What's interesting about Glennon is if Ryan Pace really believes that Glennon is more than a bridge, more than the future, then obviously you're not going to use the third overall pick. If he does use the third overall pick, then he clearly is signaling that he is strictly a bridge. You know, I think the fascinating wild card to me, guys, is that and this is from sources. There are a lot of people at Hallis Hall who really love Connor Shaw.
No.
Well, I don't agree with that. Oh, no. I mean, you know, this is a guy who he's shown just enough intriguing things coming out of South Carolina. A lot of people around the league were surprised when Cleveland let him go with their situation. Remember the little intrigue where the Saints were going to clamp him and they messed up and Ryan jumped on him. But when Ryan Pace talks about quarterbacks, you know, he always goes to Drew Brees. And so, you know, if the comp on Mike Glennon is Eli Manning, the comp on Connor Shaw is kind of Drew Brees, you know. So I'm not saying he's Drew Brees, but I think that they at least want to take a much deeper look at him too. So I think these are Ryan Pace moves. I do think Glennon is the bridge, not the future. I do think they're going to draft a quarterback on day two, but I think they're anxious to try and look at a healthy Connor Shaw as well.
Wow, I did not see that name, and I didn't really think that do you, it would. If Shaw would preclude them from using a pick on a quarterback, and I keep looking at sort of the nuclear option of trading down, and I don't know if you've really examined what a reasonable return would be for that 3 pick, because it's possible that Pace is just getting greedy here and that Glennon is a bird in the hand, and it takes away some of the level of desperation going into the draft. He doesn't say, boy, I got to get a quarterback. You know, maybe for a year, 2 years, I got a guy who's going to be decent enough. Maybe he's looking at an opportunity to really stock up at several positions.
Oh, let me make sure I was clear on what I just said. Connor Shaw they're going to draft a quarterback. They're not going to not draft one because.
Right, but as far as where? As far as what kind of quarterback?
I think the door that you did just open, which is interesting, is that the early, you know, very early prognostications are that next year is going to be a better year for quarterbacks. And so I think a lot of people have wondered, what if they trade down in the first round this year, get extra picks, and still get one of these quarterbacks, which is a possibility. But if you're now talking about literally trading down to stockpile and have more picks next year, then you get a lot more, because that number 3 pick has tremendous value if somebody wants it. Now, usually, you've seen it the last few years, when somebody comes up for one of those top 5 picks, it's to get a quarterback. This year, you got to find somebody who's going to come up to get the best safety or to get the best cornerback, not quarterback, to get a pass rusher. I don't think that pick has the value it's had the last couple of years when teams paid a king's ransom to come up and get a Carson Wentz or a Jared Goff.
Anything else surprise you today? You got the Malcolm Butler trade talks with the New Orleans Saints and for Brandon Cooks. You got the Browns and Texans trade. You got Tony Romo trying to figure out where the hell he's going to go, if he's going to get released or traded. Anything else, you know, raising your eyebrows today?
Well, yeah, obviously, just the biggest shock is the Osweiler trade. I mean, basically, the Houston Texans gave the Cleveland Browns a second-round pick to take Osweiler off their hands. I mean, you know, what are they getting back, a 4? Are they giving them a 2 and a 6 in Osweiler for a 4? You don't make a deal like that. That was to clear the cap space and just get the guy out of town. So that was stunning. I think far more interesting than the alleged trade talk between the Saints and the Patriots is the Patriots giving $40 million guaranteed dollars to Stephon Gilmore. They don't do that, but they did it today, you know, and it was really interesting. I think that you look at what's going on in San Francisco, and yeah, that's obviously a guy who's never been a GM or worked in a front office before, because they've made some strange moves today. And then you go back to Jacksonville. You know, here's a team that won free agency last year, and that turned out to be a disaster. Well, they won day one again. Yep. You know, you get A.J. Boye and you get Calais Campbell. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about Boye, but Calais Campbell is the real deal, and I'm not worried that he's 30 years old. So I did not see that coming. I really thought once the Cardinals got a deal done with Chandler Jones that they might even try. I don't know if they can flip the franchise tag or not. I don't know if they can reuse it this year. I don't think they can. But I thought they would then focus on Campbell. I'm surprised that they let him get out of town. So Tom Coughlin had a pretty good day for himself today.
Where does Jay Cutler end up?
Well, I think that I have said all along that Tony Romo's going to Houston, and I kept being told I was nuts, and I still think Tony Romo's going to Houston. I don't think it'll be a trade. I think he'll have to be released, and I think there's a good chance that means Cutler ends up back in Denver. You know, Bears fans have one view, okay? In Chicago, there is a singular view of Jay Cutler, and obviously it was time for him to move on. in the other 31 cities around the NFL, there is still the remarkably big-armed athlete with some personality issues who's thrown costly interceptions. You got two teams in Houston and Denver who believe themselves, and some others believe they can be a Super Bowl contender if they can get a quarterback who can play right now. And so when you play the match game, it's kind of Cutler and Romo in Denver and Houston in some combination. Now, if Jay doesn't go to one of those two teams, you got to start to take the retirement talk seriously, because I just don't see him wanting to go play for the Jets. You know, there'll be some other offers out there. The guy's changed a lot in the last years. I don't pretend to know him well, but I've covered him, you know, closely. And I think that it may be Houston or Denver, or maybe minimally he takes a year off if doesn't retire.
What do you make of the situation going on in Washington, not just with their general manager, but now with Kirk Cousins asking for a trade?
Well, it's an unfortunate situation with what's going on with Scott off the field, Scott McLuhan, and just I'll leave it at there. It's his personal situation. Clearly, the team is moving forward with their personnel department. They've made some free agency signings today, and you know, Scott McLuhan's battled some demons, but he's a good guy, and I wish him the best, and hopefully he straightens that out, and then we'll figure out what happens in the Washington front office. Kirk Cousins, you know, clearly doesn't want any more part of Dan Snyder, and he's got to go to Dan Snyder and ask him for a trade. And Dan Snyder obviously laughed at him, you know, and said, no, son, we didn't just franchise you. We used the exclusive franchise on you. You ain't going anywhere. And I think they're smart. It's a business. It's not personal. And it's the right move for Washington. And I don't know where these trade rumors are coming from, but they didn't put an exclusive franchise tag on him to trade him. So I don't think Kirk Cousins is going anywhere.
Hub, thank you, and we'll be hearing a lot from you as the time rolls on here as we head toward the draft, and hell, free agency just, you know, started an hour and 20 minutes ago. So it's going to be plenty more. Thanks, Hub. Hub Arkush, who joins us all the time to talk all things football, and boy, we've had some special calls today, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really angry for no reasons. We've had angry for wrong reasons. We've had made-up players. We've had made-up numbers. Made-up
numbers.
Cap we've hits. Had made-up front office situations. It's
football season.
Some imaginary Bears football going on, but that's all right. We're here for you. 312-644-6767. As things happen, we'll let you know on the score.
Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler has been cut. Keep it here for all the details on this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Tim Tebow had himself a day, a horrible day. Hitting in the 8 hole for the Mets in a spring training game, he went legend with a stat line for the ages, 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a double play ground ball in 3 official at-bats. He did manage to get hit by a pitch, only to get doubled off first base after it happened. So I knew actually putting this guy into a game, even a split squatter in the Grapefruit League, was going to be a disaster, but that was so much worse than even I could have imagined. At one point, dude even went to the wrong on-deck circle and had to be called back by his own manager, Terry Collins. What's next? Wandering out to the bullpen for a few practice cuts? And as disastrous as it was to put a bat in his hand, just be glad they didn't put a glove on his hand. It would have been worse. Or as one scout told the New York Daily News, quote, I hate to say it, but he's actually a better hitter than he is an outfielder. I'm Jim Rome.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
.com.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now at Mattress Firm, there's something going on, Dan. It's an opportunity so big, to save so much money that even our friends over at Mattress Firm, they're impressed with this sale.
Well, they should be, because they're clearing out tens of thousands of famous name brand floor models and mattresses in stock. They have to make room for all the latest in technology, the latest in innovation, and they're offering these top
but
name
Dan,
brands.
Hang on a second. We've talked about this kind of stuff before. We've said this before. They got to clear out space to bring in the new stuff. Why is this different?
Because it's all of them. It's the floor models and what's in stock in the stores, and that's why you can get 70% off. And
70%.
77-0, not 17, 7-0.
That's crazy.
And up to $2,000 off floor models, even crazier.
Now, this buying opportunity will only last, as Dan said, while the mattresses are in stock. So once they're gone, they're gone. So what does that mean that you have to do? You have to go to mattressfirm.com and find a location nearest you and get in there and let them walk you through their process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
Not to mention you can sleep interest-free until 2022. So do the math in your head and just figure out what it's going to cost you per day to be on one of these terrific mattresses. Then factor in the 70% off. Then factor in the savings of $2,000. And all of a sudden, it becomes a no-brainer.
Right. And there, you know, there is a very good reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They are the sleep experts. Again, mattressfirm.com. Find the location nearest you. Get in there and let them help you. They're not going to direct you and guide you and tell you what to buy. They're going to help you as they walk you through that very easy process. It's color-coded, even for dumb guys like me and Dan. Very simple for us to find the mattresses we needed. You'll do the same thing, too. It's Mattress Firm. Take advantage of their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with huge savings. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
We gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Kelly Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist.
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials.
You need us because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
Is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll have Zach Zaidman on after the 5 o'clock update to get his take on what's going on and the latest from Halas Hall, because some of the stuff that we were expecting to be official, frankly, isn't yet. We haven't seen Mike Lennon until he's standing there and you hear the clicking camera shutters and you see him holding up his number whatever, and we can add him to the list of quarterback whatevers in a whatever history for that position. It's nothing's done till it's done.
Sounds great. Sounds like a good time. I want to talk a little Bulls with you after the update as well.
Eric and Champagne, you're on The Score. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. The Bears organization kind of reminds me of what the Mafia says about the federal government. They don't have any concept of time. they can burn an entire decade, basically, on this stuff that they've been doing back and forth, and it doesn't seem to really matter because this team is no better than it was last year. In fact, it's probably worse now. All the players they've either given away or...
But again, we have to wait until... This is just one piece of an offseason. It's still... The grade is still incomplete until we know what the plan is in the draft. So we really can't judge yet. And of course they have a concept of time because of the number of jobs that are at stake here. Ryan Pace doesn't get an unlimited amount of time, and certainly John Fox doesn't.
That's very true. And the other thing I heard was the Browns are looking probably to waive Osweiler. They basically bought a second-round pick, and they're probably stockpiling it for Garoppolo, I would think. First and second-rounders all over the place.
Well, hard to tell. I don't know that I would assume that.
Yeah. Hugh Jackson, crazy guy. But I don't know.
You mentioned something in the Bulls broadcast that you wanted to get to.
Yeah, things are happening the same way they happened at the end of the Tom Thibodeau run.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency officially opened about an hour and a half ago, and a lot has happened, and I can't keep you up to date on everything. So for all the latest information in the NFL, go to 670thescore.com. That's our lead story right there on the website. But here's what we do know, and I can tell you right now. The Bears, they have granted Jay Cutler his release. Many reports already have the Jets in contact with Cutler about his quarterback services. The Bears have also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a three-year, $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport was reporting, we're still waiting for something official, a three-year deal worth $14.5 million per for Mike Glennon with the Bears, with $19 million guaranteed. Again, those are all just reports, nothing official out of Halas Hall. Alshon Jeffery is signing with the Eagles on a one-year, $14 million deal. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network says the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims. The Texans sending Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston also getting in return a fourth-round pick this year, and they will save $16 million. Reports have the Browns possibly just waiving Osweiler. Several teams have already contacted the Browns about Osweiler, according to several Twitter reports. I don't believe that to be true. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo. Jerry Jones exhausting every possibility to trade him instead of just releasing the veteran QB. He is leaving town, just don't know how yet. Stephon Gilmore has a deal in place with the Patriots. He was a target of the Bears. Nick Perry and the Packers will stay together on 5 years and $60 million. Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil is leaving. He'll sign with Carolina, 5 years, $55.5 million. Green Bay loses out on Micah Hyde. He is signing with Buffalo at 5 years and $30 million. The Lions picking up a couple defensive tackles. Akeem Spence from Tampa at 3 years, $10.5 million. They're also going to sign former Bears tackle Cornelius Washington at 2 years and $6 million. Spring training, the Cubs, they lead Seattle now 5-4 in the eighth. Anthony Rizzo, a solo homer. I was waiting for it. I wanted to change it a few times, Jay, but I didn't.
It's lonely.
That's fine.
You'd rather be a double.
No, you well.
Solo, you know.
It depends. I mean, something you can have fun alone.
My man.
Cubs reach agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, which is this is more important than the game itself. That's including Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks, and Kyle Schwarber. Bryant's going to make just over $1 million this season. The White Sox lead Arizona 4-2 in the eighth. Matt Davidson having a big game, 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Hockey, Blackhawks, and the Ducks tonight. Corey Crawford in net. Jarmelson and Oduya will both play. They're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. Bulls off today, thankfully. Houston in town tomorrow. Fred Hoiberg, though, said that Joffrey Laverne will remain in the rotation for now. Elsewhere this evening in the NBA, Cleveland plays in Detroit. Clippers visit Memphis, and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops. Illinois lost to Michigan 75-55 in the opening round of the Big Ten tourney. They finished their season 18-15. You heard that here on the score earlier. And PGA, the Valspar Championship, Jim Herman leads at 9-under. He shot a 62 today. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are 2 off the lead at 7-under. Stretch your tax refund at Midas. Save 25% now on brake pads and rotors or shocks and struts at participating Chicagoland Midas through April 2nd. See store for details. Not valid with other offers. Shop and disposal fee extra. Additional parts or services extra if needed. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads. Shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple
Chevrolet. Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Last playoff spot, and
that's okay.
Joffrey, that's fine. Joffrey Laverne is finishing games while Bobby Portis is on the bench. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't expect much out of Joffrey, and he didn't give me much. But, I want you to go back in the Wayback Machine and take yourself back to, I don't know, 2013 or so.
Okay.
Where you heard a certain tenor on the broadcast where Neil Funk and Stacey King started to point out Tom Thibodeau's deficiencies as a coach often. And I felt like it was the mission statement of the program, of the front office, of the organization at that time to kind of, you know, chum the water a little bit for all the circling Bulls fan fish out there who were a little hungry and needed a meal, and that coach was the meal. Tom Thibodeau gets up out of here after all the miscues are pointed out about his offense and how worn down these players are. I don't know if you've been listening correctly or closely to the Bulls as of late. I don't blame you if you haven't, because Bulls have been bad. But if you've been listening to this broadcast the last, I'd say, couple of weeks or so, you've been hearing stuff like this quite often.
What have you seen here in the second half that we did not see in the first?
Well, back to kind of isolation basketball. It's almost like the second half, you know, the Bulls come out and say, well, it's time for me to get my shot, or, you know, it's time for me to, you know, it's time to go one-on-one. And this has been a problem in the second half this year. It's just forgetting what got you the lead. The assists, moving the ball, getting easy shots. The Bulls only have 6 assists here in the second half compared to 15 in the first half.
Butler spinning, and that's stolen. Watson's on the run, chased by Cameron Payne. He scores and a foul.
Again, isolation basketball. You're not going to beat teams, even teams that are under 500, if you don't move the basketball, have ball movement, player movement. I mean, what you're seeing with the Bulls, Neil, is just guys just kind of standing around and, you know, just, we'll let Jimmy do all the work, we'll just stand around, and nobody is moving. No one's cutting to the basket. No one is setting screens to bring someone to the ball. It's just 4 guys on the outside and just trying to beat them off the dribble.
Remember last year when it was get out of Jimmy's way and let him do his thing? I heard that verbatim from Neil Funk last year when it was the, we got to prop Jimmy up. Jimmy's merit and Jimmy's results weren't good enough. It was, all right, we gotta sell Jimmy. So I heard in not only that Toronto game, but the Philly game, the games where he scored 40-plus last year, well, get out of Jimmy's way and let him do his thing. All of a sudden now, the tide has turned. And the offensive coach that you hired as a franchise can't get guys after halftime to do the things that you told them to do in the locker room before they even tipped off. That is crazy to me. And then it happened again at the end of the game, and this is the biggest, I think the biggest shot you can send at a coach. Listen to this right here.
And, you know, again, it's the moving the basketball in the second half. I mean, 9 assists. You know, you had 15 in the first half and only 9. And you know, you could say, well, Orlando's defense tightened up. No, it didn't. You could still move the basketball, as we've shown. A couple times they moved the basketball, they got a wide open shot from the weak side of their offense. They've got to get away from playing this isolation ball, this one-on-one basketball. They're not good enough to do that.
Rondo.
You've got to be team. And then understanding Neil's situations, too. You were in the penalty with like 4 minutes to go in the game.
Exactly.
And you're shooting three-point shots. I mean, it's just, you got to be smarter down the stretch and understand situation, time, clock, better management. And, you know, it's very frustrating because this team is struggling. I mean, this is a young ball club here in Orlando. You know, you look on the schedule, you say, hey, okay, we've got Orlando. We can get this right a little bit, right the ship. But that's not the case.
You're dumb, you're selfish, and you have no sense of clock management.
And not talented enough to play one-on-one.
Fred?
So you're dumb, selfish, and bad.
Fred.
We'll say Fred.
That's why you were brought here. You are going to show them the offensive way.
Unlock this.
Just saying. Listen closely to what's being said on this broadcast. Those skids are being greased again. It's weird, but this is what's happening.
Well, who's next? The guy coaching Windy City?
Nah, you got
Gar's other buddy?
You got your man that's on the bench right there, Jimmy Boylan.
They don't have anybody on the bench.
Jimmy Boylan's got his...
Half those guys are overpromoted to those positions.
Jimmy Boylan's got his blade ready. He's ready to just walk past Fred and squeeze a balloon over his head, get the water on his head, and just give him a couple of shanks to the ribs as he falls lifeless to the jail cell floor. That's what's getting ready to happen here. I'm telling you, man, this is how they talk. This is how that organization talks. This is how the people around that organization talk when things are getting ready to go bye-bye.
Dave in St. Charles is on the score. Hi, Dave.
Hey, you're talking basketball. This is football season started.
Let's try Gearhead Boy in Pikeville, Kentucky. Hi, Gearhead Boy.
What up, Gearhead?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Kind of indifferent towards the Mike Glennon deal, but Dan, I have thought for the last couple of weeks about what you had just said with the hub. About the three pick, I did a little bit of research today. I was waiting for some calls to come in and did some research. Is there really a corner or a safety you want to take at three? And every year in the draft, and I know, Dan, when you used to have the Saturday shows, you used to kind of do the same thing. But every
Saturday
year.
Shows is 20 years ago.
Well, a few years ago.
Last time I had a Saturday show was 20 years ago.
There's a couple of guys every year that you kind of football-wise fall in love with, and there's two in the draft this year. One the Bears could use, the other one probably not. But I just think the world of the tight end at Alabama. I just think he's just going to be a stud in the league. And if there's some way you can go from 3 down to 12, 13, 14 area, pick up maybe a first next year or a second this year, add some picks. Because they do need a tight end. I mean, there's a lot of other needs they need. Obviously, they could use a safety.
So you want to draft O.J. Howard?
If you can get him down in the mid-teens, of course I would take O.J. Howard. How many guys in that first round are going to be difference makers? That guy's going.
You're more likely to find one at 3. Yes. That's why the pick is more valuable.
But why would you take a corner or safety?
I didn't say I would.
Yeah, no.
I didn't say I would. I might take an edge rusher.
You're all the way open at 3.
Well, you just found out that the best defensive lineman in the draft, other than the / outside linebacker, but Allen from Alabama, has got shoulder problems. So
maybe I wouldn't take him.
Yeah, you move on. I mean, if you believe in Jamal Adams enough and you're not getting scared off by a 4'6", 40, you know, if you think he's the guy, if you think Malik Hooker's the guy, Hassan Riddick out of Temple is getting a ton of post-scouting combine hype. People are talking about he might be the best defensive player in this entire draft. I mean, that kind of stuff will work itself out. I mean, and we'll be here to critique it either way. But, O.J. Howard's a terrific prospect, but the tight end spot in this draft is very, very deep. Like, there's five or six guys. Jake Butt, you know, even with his torn-up knee, you're talking about a guy who, after he comes back from that, still might be a decent enough player for you because of his youth.
Zach Zaidman will join us at 5, stuff going on at Halas Hall today. He will be reporting on the latest for what is going on there, and we're talking to you, 312-644-6767. Apparently, everybody wants to do a draft show. It's the opening of free agency, and everybody wants to do a draft show. There will be plenty of time. We have weeks and weeks and weeks before the draft. It's okay. You have the score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
It frustrates me that the concept of different equals better. That because, well, he's not Jay Cutler. If your biggest selling point is he's not Jay Cutler, try again.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
I don't let them in on the surprise because I manage the account through blueapron.com. But there we have this fabulous variety of fascinating, interesting things to make, and we often make it together, and we love it. And it's all cool stuff that you think, oh, I mean, wouldn't drive through and get that on the way home, or I'm not going to run around the grocery store and get all this stuff, and I don't want to spend a ton of money. Well, that's why Blue Apron is right for you, because it's less than $10 per person per meal. And some of the upcoming meals: salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apple, vegetable chili with baked sweet potatoes and crispy tortilla strips, or how about spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice? This is just what's on the menu now, and everything changes seasonally, and everything is sourced locally and sustainably. Produce from farms that practice regenerative farming, beef and chicken and pork from responsibly raised animals, the seafood sustainably sourced, and you're going to have 150 local farms in their network involved to make sure you're getting the freshest and most seasonal stuff with all kinds of variety and flexibility. So check it out. And the reason to do it right now is because you can get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Get your first three meals free. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way to cook.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Where we're at, so he's a good player, and we'll see how it plays out. But I think there's certain instances where testing the market is necessary part of the process. Starting with Josh Lucas, Champ Kelly, our pro scouts, they've done a great job of kind of our free agent board is stacked, and there's options in free agency, there's options in the draft, and we got to see how it plays out. We'll know a lot more in the coming weeks.
Ryan Pace, it's his day. He's trying to build the Bears in his image in some direction. And if he talks, the question is, how, right now, are the Bears closer to winning the Super Bowl? Because it's really not that easy to determine. We'll see.
Are they further?
Maybe you take a step backward to take a step forward. And maybe that's part of the explanation. I would like to hear it asked directly. Merrillville, Indiana. This is Jeff. He's on the score. What's up, Jeff?
Hey guys, I'm still part of the, even after today and yesterday, the positive, the pro Ryan Pace is going to get this right group. The one question I know, and I'm sad, and just like everybody else missing the big guys, the Tony Jeffersons, the AJ Boyes, and the worlds and whatnot, but I will say the one thing that I really wish, I would like to, I wish I could ask him. Is the whole Browns with the Osweiler, for them to get a second round pick in just taking a salary dump, that goes a long way. A second round pick is a very big commodity.
Yeah, but Jeff, they had $100 million salary cap. Right. They had more room than anybody.
I totally get that, but I think, if we're clearly not the place, the premier destination for top tier for even seems to second tier free agents to come to, it seems right now. And if we're missing out on a lot of guys, I think that would have been, at least in my opinion, something that we would have been smart to.
Yeah, but Jeff, I don't know if the Bears could have done that with their signings today. The Cleveland Browns haven't signed anybody yet. So what they did was take on that huge salary number and then immediately are trying to release it. So you got the Mike Glennon deal. You've got the Quentin Demps deal. You got the other deals that were out there. They got turned down by A.J. Boye and some of these other guys. You know, you can't all of a sudden call the Texans and say, hey, by the way, can you trade us your $72 million quarterback right. and fit all those deals
but
under the cap?
But to Jeff's point, this idea that the Bears have become a place that's there's a premium. You're going to have to pay me a little more to become a Chicago Bear.
Yeah.
That you can't just say the Bears should overspend because of that. You right. know what I mean? This is what the difference is. Say, well, yeah, they should have overpaid to get these guys here, but then that screws up everything else. That really sucks, though. I'm not trying to paint a pretty picture.
It's a bad place to be.
You, exactly. But who do you blame? I mean, are you still blaming Jerry Angelo and Phil Emery? I mean, the list of people to blame.
Teams can do that with location. Usually teams can blame that on location and then fly it to their fans like, listen, this is Jacksonville here. This is Indianapolis. We have to do this. It happens a lot in the NBA. You know, Utah has
Memphis.
To tell, yeah, we got to do this. With the Bears, the location isn't an issue. It isn't. You know, hell, Mario Williams went to Buffalo for $94 million. That didn't work out too well for them, but everybody's got to have their number. And if Ryan Pace has a number that he's not willing to go over, you just hope that his fiscal responsibility leads to, at some point, him turning a value on lesser players, which he's trying to stockpile right now.
Northbrook, Larry, you're on the score.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Number one, you know, everybody's jumping the gun because you're only seeing today part of the puzzle.
Right, we've mentioned
until
that.
Until the draft.
But we've gone out of our way to mention that.
Yeah, and number two, of course, you know, you're only seeing part of the puzzle because the Bears are in free agency, have to overpay, as we've talked about, just like the Bulls do. The Hawks don't have to do that. They picked up Johnny Oduya for nothing.
Well, the Hawks gave Marion Hossa like a 75-year contract.
They traded for Johnny Oduya.
And the Hawks have been in some cap. The Hawks have had cap issues over the last few years. Don't throw the Hawks out there. Brandon Saad is scoring goals for the Columbus Blue Jackets right now because the Hawks mismanagement of the cap.
The Hawks have a terrible problem with their cap, Larry. And second of all, they traded for Oduya.
Yes, but they gave up nothing. You know.
But that has nothing to do with a player wanting to play here. That's a completely different thing. Trading for something. They gave up nothing because he's 35. It isn't any good anymore.
These aren't working today. These
You understand that,
these
right?
These things that we're talking to aren't working.
But you understand the difference. Wait. You understand the difference between having to pay a player more to decide to come to your city and comparing that to a trade, right?
Right.
But you're saying you do understand it or you don't understand it?
I do understand it.
Then why would you bring that up?
Because... You know, your point was better than my point.
Larry just threw the white flag up and was like, to hell with this. I'm not about to argue with you, idiot.
What's true? I don't know.
Julie!
The bottom line is they have to build through the draft. Davis! That's all I have to say. That's it.
Okay.
Because the situation that they put themselves in.
You know who else has to build through the draft? Everybody.
Yeah.
Because that's how you build.
Right. And not through free agency. That's my whole point.
But that's not just the Bears.
It's part of the puzzle.
I can't wait till Bear season.
It's just harder for them. Who's the guy going to go to in free agency? New England or the Bears?
Okay. Okay.
Zach Zabin will join us here in about 6 minutes, 5 minutes from now. We'll talk more Bears right here on 670 awesome. The Score.
Cubs fans, The Score, Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Golf will be broadcasting live from Cubs Spring Training at Mesa Sloan Park next Tuesday and Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. Listen in as the guys talk to the biggest names from the world champion Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello! See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail.